So you see, Judge Ellis, Professor Thistlewaite said he thought maybe you could fix it up with Judge Winters so Zeb wouldn't have to pay. Sort of explain things to him.
Why, yes, I think I can, Zeb. I'll drop in and see him this morning before court. But look here. When you and Mr. Peters go into court, you must realize that you can't act the same way you do in the store here.
Yes, and that's exactly what Eb done. He'd never think of wearing six pair of pants in the store.
Oh, no, I mean you must conduct yourself with a certain amount of dignity. There are things you can do around the home and in the store that you can't stoop to in court.
But Eb didn't stoop to nothing. By the time he got them six pair of pants on, one over the other, they were so dang tight that he wouldn't dare to stoop.
Yes, I see. Well, All right, Zeb, but when you go into court this morning, just go in and sit down and don't say anything to anyone until you are asked to testify. In the meantime, I'll see Judge Winters, and I'm quite sure I can get him to remit Eb's fine. I'll let you know about it, Zeb, later.
Yes, thanks, Jed. Thanks very much. And let's see. What incarnation I do that newspaper? Oh, yes. Something I can do for you?
Are you Mr. Winterbottom?
Yep.
Well, my name is Falter. Our firm, Falter, Knott & Wayne, is handling Mrs. Zell's suit against Mr. Eb Peters.
Yes. You're Mr. Knott's partner.
Eh? That's it. Mr. Knott has been called to the city, and I'm conducting the case. Now, you're one of Mrs. Zell's witnesses, I understand.
Yep, as long as I get $3 a day.
Well, that's fine. Well, Mr. Winterbottom, I've been discussing matters with Mrs. Zell, and there's no doubt about it. She'll get a judgment against Mr. Peters.
Yes.
Now, of course, Mrs. Zell isn't so much interested in the money as she is in clearing her good name. Mm-hmm. You yourself have known her for a long time, and I'm sure you've never found her vindictive and bitter.
Why, sakes alive, of course we never bitter, and if she says we did, she...
No. I mean, you've never found her vengeful.
Found her what, fool?
Vengeful. You've never seen her full of the spirit of vengeance.
No, I never have.
Well, there you are.
How does she act when she gets full of that stuff?
How does she... Yes. Say, listen, do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, tell the truth, I don't.
Well, I thought not.
You?
Why, certainly I do. I'm trying to tell you about Mrs. Zell.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Zell, yes. Well, what about her?
I say she is primarily interested in clearing her name, seeing that justice is done.
Yes, and seeing that Abby's done at the same time.
Nothing of the sort. Mm. She's the least mercenary person I've ever seen.
She is, huh?
In fact, she leans over backwards.
Oh, you mean when she's full of that stuff you was talking about?
Oh, for heaven's sake, I'm not talking about her personal habits. I say she's lenient.
Yes, she heard you the first time. You said she lenient over backwards.
Lenient means that she has an amiable disposition. She doesn't look for quarrels. She hasn't any stomach for trouble.
Yes, well, if she'd lay off drinking that stuff, she wouldn't have any stomach trouble.
Now, look here. Look here.
What?
If you'll please stop interrupting me, I'll try to explain this.
Well, shakes alive, go ahead. We've come to point. Because Eb will be back in a minute and we've got to go to court.
All right. Now listen. Mrs. Zell will be satisfied if she simply wins from Mr. Peters.
She'll be satisfied if she wins from Eb, huh?
Yes. Now you're getting it. She'll be satisfied if she wins from Mr. Peters, because that will clear her name. And she won't proceed with her case against you.
Means she won't sue me?
Well, of course, that's her idea. Mine is just a little different. I'm not so kind-hearted. But I'm going to propose to Mrs. Zell that she...
What was that?
I say, will you please pay attention to what I'm saying? I said I'm going to propose to Mrs. Zell...
Well, now, Shay, that'll just be fine, young fella. That's what I've often said to her.
Say, what are you talking about? You've often said what to her?
That she ought to get married again. You just give her the right kind of talk, and I'll bet you she'll take you.
Take me?
Yes, when you propose. That's just what she needs, a strong man to sort of guide her.
Oh, say, listen, you... Now, wait a minute. I'm not going to propose that way to her.
You ain't?
Well, certainly not. I didn't finish my sentence. I said...
Well, you didn't finish your sentence.
No, I
was... Well, how much longer have you got to do?
Well,
she'll wait until they let you out for good anyway. You ain't been taking sudden sick, have you?
No, I'm not sick.
Well, you sort of look kind of pale around the gills.
Now, you mind how I look. I'm trying to tell you something. Trying to get something into that thick head of yours.
Whoops.
Now, listen. Maybe you can understand this. Do you want to save $5,000?
Yes, of course you would. But then, shucks, I ain't never been able to save a nickel in my life. When these fellas, it's easy to come, easy to go.
Oh, I don't mean that kind of saving. Do you want to keep from having to pay Mrs. Zell $5,000?
Well, yes, we can.
Well, all right. Now, I'm going to show you how to do it. As I say, Mrs. Zell wants to drop her case against you. But I'm going to propose to her that she do so only if you will agree to forget about that $275 from the show.
Well, how do you mean?
I mean simply forget about it. She doesn't know it to you, of course. But she doesn't want any more trouble. All I want you to do is to sign a little paper to that effect.
And she won't sue me for $5,000?
That's the idea.
All right, sir, I'll do it. I don't want no more trouble neither. Now, just give me the paper.
Now, just a moment, just a moment. There's another little requirement, too.
Well, what is it?
I'm going to put you on the witness stand this morning, and I'm going to ask you certain questions. And I want you to make certain replies.
What replies do you mean?
Well, first, I'm going to ask you if Mr. Peters ever expressed any ill will toward Mrs. Zell in your presence. And I want you to answer yes.
Mm-hmm.
And second, I'm going to ask you if he ever called her any names in your presence. And you'll answer yes to that.
Yes, certainly I'll do that.
And third, I'm going to ask what name he called her, and you're to answer a fool. Now, is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
To my first two questions, you answer yes. And to my third question, you answer a fool.
Yes, that's clear enough. Let me have that paper, and I'll sign it.
Now, never mind about that paper right now. We'll see how this case against Mr. Peters comes out first. If she wins that, she'll drop the case against you. So you'd better remember which side of your bread the butter's on. Now, don't forget, you're our witness, and if you answer those questions the way I told you, we'll win that case.
Yes, I see.
Now, we're depending on you. We're depending on you, do you see?
Yes.
Well, now, that'll be all, I guess. And I'll be seeing... By the way, is that your hick newspaper there?
Well, we don't call it that. It's the Corn Shanty Gazette. That's
mm-hmm.
It.
Well, let's see it. Yes, well.
Nice paper, too. Yes, there's all the news in it.
Here's a story right here about the case, right here.
Yes, I put that in myself.
Mrs. Zell sets new style in courtroom apparel. Appears in shorts. What?
Did you say that?
Now, wait a minute. Mrs. Gladys Zell, Corn Center Poetess, who is suing Mr. Ed Peters for $5,000, caused a crowded courtroom to gasp with astonishment when she appeared at the first day of the trial clad in shorts.
Well,
you say you put this in the paper?
Well, I put a piece in, but I didn't say that.
If Mrs. Zell wears the same kind of attire today, a huge attendance is expected. When interviewed by our reporter, Mr. Zeb Winterbottom, Mr. Peters' partner, he stated that the case was simply a plot on the part of Mrs. Zell.
Yes. Now, that's more like it. That's what I said.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yes.
And did you put the rest of this in, too?
Well, what did it say?
It says, Winterbottom also inferred that Judge Winters had been bribed by Mrs. Zell.
Mm-hmm.
He referred to the judge as a heel and stated that Winters was a loafer and a heavy drinker. You said that?
Yep, I guess you did.
Say, this is going to be a cinch. Well, a cinch? Well, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yes, it's pretty funny.
Only I don't think I'll ask you to testify for us. We don't need your testimony. Only, may I have this paper?
Well, yes, I guess you can.
Well, thank you. I just want to show it to the judge before court opens.
He'll love it.
Yes. It's funny how just a little thing like that can make so many people happy.